Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you with it?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. You know what to do. The whole world's watching and counting on you. And all you people listening out there, everybody, everywhere.
Hang on, hang on, hang on!
Welcome to Checkered Past, a loving postmodern examination of the Go-Go Check branded comic magazines published by DC Comics between February 1966 and August 1967. I'm Dr. Bob, and each week I'll be your guide on this trippy tour through 535 mid-century masterpieces of graphic noveldom.
This week, Wonder Woman number 167, cover date January 1967, cover price 12 cents, cover artists Ross Andrew and Mike Esposito, edited by Robert Kaniger, featuring The Secret of Taboo Mountain and The Strange Power of the Magic Lasso, both written by Robert Kaniger, both drawn by Ross Andrew and Mike Esposito. Are you ready? Are you with it? Then away we go, go!
See how the fluffy clouds move by us.
See how the clouds move by.
See how the morning mist can hide us away.
Hide us away. And now is so much fun. What?
Wonder Woman receives a letter from the real Diana Prince in South America. Her fiancé has disappeared on Taboo Mountain. Wonder Woman flies down to help, but local natives capture her with her own lasso. This gives Steve Trevor the bright idea to use Wonder Woman's magic lasso to force her to marry him. Confused? Don't worry. I'll be right back with Dr. Husband, who didn't force me to marry him, to explain everything.
I'm casting my lasso way up toward the sky, hoping my loop lands on a star. I'm casting my lasso way up there on high, hoping it reaches that far. I'm going to keep on trying, gonna find my repose in. I know it's somewhere hiding just around the bend. Someday I'll be riding that new range by and by. I'm casting my lasso toward the sky.
St. Texas, woo, ain't no hold 'em. Hey, so lay your cards down.
Are you reading
down,
the
down,
lyrics
down.
Of your phone?
Yes. Why?
What kind of a gay are you? Why don't you learn the lyrics in the car like a normal person?
You happen to know my handicap.
You need new glasses.
What no.
What?
My handicap is that I do not have the ability to listen to pop music and accurately portray what the actual lyrics are. Like many Americans, I don't understand the words.
Beyonce's diction is very clear.
She's fantastic. She's fantastic. But if I had no idea that these were the words. And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. I knew that one, okay? Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. I thought she was singing Honey Boo. It's a real-life boogie and a real-life hoedown. I understood boogie and real life, but that's about it. Don't be a bitch, come take it to the dance. Come take it to the floor now. Now that's, I knew that, this is what I thought it was like. Don't be a bitch, come take it on the door now. Right?
Well, I don't approve of the word bitch.
Oh, then you haven't listened, have you listened to the whole album?
No.
Girl, I'm learning that rap.
That's not the only
from
lyric
spaghetti.
Mix up we had this week.
What?
What? Well, we were so enraged about Gloria Estefan singing flute player,
play your flute
chords.
Chord.
It turns out she's not saying chords at all. She's saying play your flute
cause
I know you want to get your thing off. What thing, first of all?
But, I don't know. And I was so enraged by it. I don't know why we were singing it tonight.
I texted the family
and I said, I am so enraged by this. Flute player, play your flute chord. Everybody knows that it's a melodic instrument, not a harmonic instrument.
Right, right.
And I said, and by the way, Gloria Estefan recorded it in the key of F sharp minor, and it's a 7 chord. It's a first inversion E minor chord. And what double enraged me is that no one in the family said, oh, look at you. You know, whoa, they're using your little music education to figure that one out. But still, And then, of course, one of your sisters said, you do understand that it was not recorded by Gloria Estefan. It was recorded by Donna Summers.
Well, and then we got smacked back again because it wasn't Donna Summers and Vicky C. Robinson.
Right.
Speaking of music education, everyone, join us on our sister podcast, Nerd Orchestra, available wherever fine podcasts are gotten for free. I wonder, I'm going to see a flute teacher tomorrow. I'm going to ask if it's possible to like blow really hard and get two notes on a flute.
You can do a flutter tone, which will give you two neighbor tones.
Uh-huh.
You can, of course...
But if you blow real hard, I bet you get like...
You can get harmonics.
Two von Throat singing harmonics.
You can't get a full chord. No, you can't.
Well, I'm going to find out, aren't I? I'll report back next week.
Okay, you do that.
I will.
You will.
As you remember, I was first chair flute player in fifth and sixth grade, so... That's out of two.
Now,
Jill Sauer was number two.
If you're listening, you might be able to hear the dulcet sounds of crickets.
No, I don't hear anything.
You really don't?
A cricket? No.
You really don't?
I really don't. Are you talking about your stomach just growled?
No, I'm talking about the crickets outside the window.
I do not hear crickets. I'm sorry. Are they too high for my... aged ears to hear?
I'm beginning to think so. It's so clearly there. It's more than one cricket.
I hear a lawnmower.
I don't hear a cricket. You swear to God, you're not goofing me.
No.
You need to get your hearing tested.
Here we go. Listener, this man will stand at the far end of the house on a different floor and speak in a normal tone of voice, and then get angry when I don't hear him at the floor below at the opposite end of the house. Speaking of age, my fat ass has broken this chair.
Oh, it has really? Did you notice?
Yes.
No, I didn't know that. It's split.
There's nails sticking out.
Oh, you poor thing.
What's Aunt Lulu going to say? We'll have to remove the seats and so keep her needlepoint.
Let me get back to the cricket thing.
Yeah.
It's the first really, really nice day in months, and we have the windows open.
Yeah.
Yes, it's lovely.
Again, I hear a lawnmower. I don't hear crickets.
You are absolutely lying to me.
I'm not lying.
You can't hear the chorus of crickets out there.
No! You're going to have to let it go. Okay. I hear the computer humming, and I hear the lawnmower in the distance.
Wow. You really have maybe possibly lost some hearing at a part of your range.
Well, I would think the lawnmower would be the same harmonic frequency as the crickets.
No, it isn't.
Wow, this is going to be a fun day.
Turn the beat around.
Wonder Woman.
Okay.
Number 167. The Amazon unleashes a strange fury when she unlocks the secret of Tabu Mountain. Surely it's Mount Tabu.
I thought it was Tabu, Montana.
Oh, I wish.
Mm.
With another special, The Strange Power of the Magic Lasso.
Right. You call it lasso.
Well, that's how you pronounce it in America.
Okay.
There is no Mount Tabu. You'll be interested to know. There's a Mount Abu.
Okay.
In Ahmedabad, Gandhinagar.
Okay.
So, but that's not where we are.
Once again, your crack Googling skills are coming into play.
On display.
On display.
Wonder Woman, beautiful as Aphrodite. Wise as Athena, stronger than Hercules, and swifter than Mercury, always fought to keep her dual identity as Diana Prince a secret. Suddenly, her secret seems about to be shattered as the real Diana Prince threatens to come home and take Wonder Woman's place. How the mighty Amazon tries to cope with this unexpected threat to her unusual career will be found in the thrills and chills of
The Secret of Tabu.
Is it Tabu or Taboo?
Who cares? Let's call it Tabu.
Okay.
Tabu.
As you'll recall, I believe it was one of the very first issues of Wonder Woman that we covered on this very podcast. When Wonder Woman came to man's world to bring the injured Steve Trevor back to America.
Yes.
To fight the Nazis.
Yes.
She spotted a weeping young lady on a park bench.
Yes.
Who happened to look exactly like her, except she was wearing glasses.
Doppelganger.
And she offered, the woman was crying because her fiance had gone to South America on a mining expedition.
Yes, to earn his fortune.
Yes, and she missed him so. Mm-hmm. Wonder Woman offered to purchase her credentials and her name mm-hmm. with to Amazonian give. Gold so she could have money to go to South America and join her fiancé.
Indeed.
And that's exactly what she did.
Right.
Canonically, in DC Comics lore, the real Diana Prince is the mother of Marvin, of Marvin and Wendy fame on the Super Friends. Why are you mimicking my mouth talking?
I am watching your lips and trying to accurately say the same thing that you are by whispering it.
Why? I don't like... Mm-hmm. Shall we try for another day? I know you're tired.
I woke you up from a nap, didn't I?
You did, but... Yeah. What difference does that make now?
I don't know. I'm feeling a little impish today.
I guess so. Mm. We have a recap here of Diana's adventures being bought by Wonder Woman and then taking off on a plane never to be seen again.
Right.
Or is she?
Well, so in the morning mail, she received Wonder Woman at Diana Prince's office at a military intelligence. She received a startling letter. Merciful Minerva! It's from the real Diana Prince, the nurse whose identity I borrowed when I first brought wounded Steve, to the hospital here. And then she goes back to describe how she got this. We can go
to the page. Okay. Flashback. Yeah. We have a little flashback of one of her first adventures here when she's playing bullets and bracelets with the tank. And
oh, wow, you're skipping through that. Good, I'm glad.
Yeah. Now, there's some controversy because we don't know if she's a lieutenant or a captain. We don't know Steve's rank or branch of service. But we'll get to that when we get to the letter column.
Okay. And so Wonder Woman successfully leads her dual existence, surprising villains when they least expect it. But now, a letter.
It's from the real Diana Prince. She wants to come back and take my place to forget her heartache. Her fiancé is missing on a forbidden solo mountain climb. She never expects to see him again.
Instantly. If the other Diana Prince returns, I'll lose my secret identity and the advantage of surprise to battle crime. Calling Amazon plane.
First of all, if I disappear on a mountain climbing expedition, are you just going to leave the country? Go nurse your heartache somewhere
else?
Not
if I happen to know an Amazonian queen who has superpowers. No, I'm going to, and I'm certainly not going to send a letter with a passive-aggressive way for her to come and help me. Because that's what this is. It's like, well, I'm going to come home and assume my identity because my fiancé is lost. Why aren't they married, by the way?
Thank you.
Yeah, okay.
Well, Bob's been missing for 12 hours. Time to go to another country.
Time to go to another country.
Nurse my heartache.
Nurse my heartache and start a new life.
The robot plane appears in answer to the Amazon's summons. I guess we're in the present now again. Yes. We were in the 1940s for a while, but now this robot plane is a sleek jet plane.
Yes.
In the 90s and early 2000s, the robot plane was just a blob of goo and it could turn into a car or a building or anything. I think it turned into a whole island once.
No.
Yes.
You don't say.
I do say, and so, I'll say it again.
She flies.
Luckily,
Diana Prince.
I like the note that the letter has her address. That's how she knows where to go.
Luckily.
Yeah.
Yep. Park Bench Island, South America.
Across the ocean and toward lofty South American mountains, the mighty Amazon flies.
There's the town where Diana Prince wrote the letter from. Pray, Hera, she's still here. Oh, there she is, weeping on a bench.
Just as she was when we first met.
It's a long time to weep.
It is sure is, and luckily, I don't see an airstrip, but luckily the robot plane could just land on the beach here in these grass shacks.
I'm surprised that the first thing that Diana Prince doesn't say to Wonder Woman is, God, what did you do to your hair?
I'm surprised that a town of no size like this one has a nicely appointed park bench right there on the beach.
People gotta sit.
I guess so.
And so history repeats itself. Diana, I'm here to help you.
Oh, Wonder Woman, if you could only find Bill. But everyone has given him up for lost. Since he vanished on his climb up Tabu Mount, to look for lost minerals to make his fortune for the both of us. Now, I'm about to show you how much of a nerd I am, and I know at least one listener is going to know exactly the same fact. Marvin's last name is White. So, of course, that's my mother's maiden name. Mm-hmm. I'm probably related to him.
You look so cute in that shirt, by the way.
Thank you. It's my Aquaman blue costume suit.
I love
shirt.
It.
Mm-hmm. Another listener will also know what that means. Mm-hmm. Marvin's father's name is Dan White, so I don't know who this Bill character is.
Oh, my.
But at Wonder Woman's questioning of the natives...
Why can't Bill just work like a normal person?
Thank you. He's an engineer, we've learned already.
Yeah.
He could have had a sweet engineering job in the city or with NASA or military intelligence or somebody.
Why go to Amazon and try to find jewels?
Well, I guess it's because Wonder Woman doesn't dare have them come back to the States because then there'd be two women named Diana Prince, and that's a very uncommon name.
At Wonder Woman's questioning of the natives...
It's death to go up Tabu Mountain. The foreigner will never be seen again. Evil spirits have taken him.
See, Wonder Woman, it's no use. Bill's lost forever.
Well, you just stay here, Missy. I'll go look for Bill myself. Superstitions never frighten an Amazon.
Oh, Wonder Woman, if only you could bring him back. Bill and I could be so happy just being together. Always fiancés. Him always looking for treasures. Me sitting on a bench crying.
So up the forbidding mountain, Wonder Woman races and finds a lost tribe of Incas. I think they're Incas because they're wearing old-timey helmets that look like spacesuits.
And handcrafted weapons.
I'm working on a song. I haven't really perfected it. You're workshopping it. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Suddenly, from the hidden recesses in the rocks, the woman has violated Tabu Mount. Destroy her and appease the gods. So she's playing her old game, bullets and bracelets, but this time it's battle axes and bracelets.
Yes, it's nice to see that these gentlemen have very fancy gold-plated armor, but stone axes.
Which has clearly been crafted, not just with their hands, but with handmade instruments. And they've smelted metals to make these handcrafted, beautiful helmets, but they throw stone axes.
Yes. Luckily, she can play bullets and bracelets with anything, even if it's not bullets, if it's stone axes.
Then, with a single cast of her magic lasso...
This bunch will surely be able to tell me what happened to Bill. My lasso compels them.
Whoa, you're not going anywhere. Now, tell me what happened to the young American who went climbing here alone.
Well, the young American will become a sacrifice today, lady. To the gods of Tabu Mountain for daring to come up here.
Merciful Minerva, I mustn't prevent... I must prevent this. Take me to him.
When those glasses coming in?
Oh, I keep waiting for the text. Trust me.
As if they were merely matchsticks, she picks up this bundle of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 full-grown men and marches them up the mountain.
Mm-hmm. They don't have, like, pants on or anything.
No. They need to be sure they sit like a lady when she's carrying them upside down.
Very inconvenient.
Suddenly... A fierce beast bars the way.
Everyone knows that cheetahs are in the Amazon.
Leopard.
A cougar.
No, leopard. Leopards have spots. It's spots.
Jaguar. Jaguars actually look a lot like look like that. They can. So that's a jaguar.
Oh, do they?
And they're in South America.
While leopards are native to Africa and parts of Asia, there are several other felines that live in South America that are sometimes called leopards, including a cod, also known as a leopardus guinea or guinea. This is the smallest felid in the Americas and lives in central and southern Chile and sometimes Argentina. Or a Joffrey's cat. Also known as Leopardus geoffroyi, this small wild cat is about the size of a domestic cat and lives in central and southern South America. It's listed as least concern on the IUCN Red List because it's widespread and abundant. Or the margay, also known as the Leopardus weedy, this wild cat lives in central and South America.
I can Google too.
I'm going to say it's a cod because I like that name the best.
Jaguars are found in dense rainforests of the Central and South America, as well as dry grassland terrains and seasonally flooded wetlands. However, they prefer dense forests over other types of habitats. These animals are found in dry, deciduous, tropical, and subtropical rainforests. Feast on that picture, mister.
Well, then what about Chitara of the Thundercats? Where does she come from?
She's a cheetah. Look.
You look.
It's a jaguar.
You're a jaguar.
Your mom's a jaguar.
My mom's dead.
So is this jaguar in this comic.
Well, there's only one way for Wonder Woman.
She tosses the men aside and yes. instantly goes to fight with a savage mountain creature.
Yes. They're tossing wrestling. It
over the mountain.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
He's no match for Amazon karate.
No, but what happens?
During the struggle, Wonder Woman had dropped her lasso and the tables are turned. This Inca gentleman lassoes her with her own rope.
And now she's compelled to obey as long as he holds the lasso, yes. helpless to resist.
Yes.
Walk on your hands to the top, woman, I command you. She has to. She has to walk
she
on her hands.
She has to. Now, this is dangerous work because I think everyone listening is familiar with Wonder Woman's top.
Mm-hmm.
As my mother would say, rest her soul.
She could lose a lung.
She's about to lose a lung.
The helpless Amazon reaches the Tabu Mountain sacrificial grounds, where...
This reminds me of when I was driving home from Ohio to West Virginia,
mm-hmm.
and I decided to take the back roads,
mm-hmm.
and I saw a sign that said, Temple of Gold, 4 miles.
Mm-hmm. And of course, and I wasn't with you, so you went.
So I went.
And you know how I fishwife you about driving on excursions.
I went up this one-lane dirt road into the mountains. I thought, sure, I'd be murdered or kidnapped and used for slavery. I'll be damned if there wasn't a Temple of Gold right up there in the middle of the nowhere up on the mountain.
I've been there, haven't I?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what it's called, mm-hmm. but it's a Hare Krishna temple.
Yeah.
And I recalled that my father had a workmate who'd left everything, cleaned out his bank account, left his wife and children, and went to live in this Hare Krishna temple.
Amazing.
I should have looked him up.
So, Wonder Woman gets up there, and they say to the priest or whatever is up there, here's another violator of our mountain. And he says, she shall suffer the same trials as the man. I can't do it. I have no idea what kind of accent. I keep on defaulting to, like, she shall suffer the same trials as the man, which is awful. So,
This also reminds me of when I had to do the virtual children's Christmas pageant during COVID.
I remember that.
And I had an idea.
It was genius. It was genius.
It really was. Maybe I'll put a link to it in the show notes. Anyway, there's a part where the angel comes and says, glory to God in the highest heaven and peace to God's people on earth. And I thought, well, I'll just have, it's a very cosmopolitan church. I'll just have people speak that in different languages. And there was a immigrant father and son who had just come to the church.
Mm-hmm.
So I was going to get them they were from South America. I was going to get them to do it in Spanish. Well, it turns out they don't even speak Spanish. They're so insular in South America. They come from a village where there's like 200 people and they're the only 200 people in the world that speak some dialect of Inca.
How'd they end up coming to Bethesda, Maryland?
Well, I don't know, but it was rough, I can tell you, because they didn't even speak Spanish. They had to learn everything all from scratch.
Oh, God bless them.
I know.
Mm. So as Wonder Woman reaches the prisoner, she says, now he'll disclose my secret identity.
Oh, we should say it's Bill, and he's Bill? In the hands of this giant golden idol.
Bill's quite handsome and rugged.
My boy Bill will be big and as strong as a tree. My Bill!
Mm-hmm.
Until he gets captured by Golden Idol.
So, to the Amazon's relief, Bill says, Diana, why did you follow me? Now you're menaced by the same fate I am, even though I have found valuable minerals here that will make us rich.
Shades of Pluto. Bill thinks I'm his wife, Diana Prince. Oh. I mean fiancé, because they're not married yet. No. My secret is safe. Phew! Wonder Woman fearlessly addresses the savage leader and wants to know what happens if she successfully undergoes the trials.
Doesn't he look like some sort of Italian from the Bronx?
The savage guy, yes.
Yeah.
If she survives the trials,
mm-hmm.
She gets free. Her and Bill both.
Yes.
But that's impossible. No one has ever survived the trials. Despite Bill's pleading, thinking it's his fiancée, Diana, Wonder Woman agrees to go through with the trials to prove to the ignorant, superstitious folk of the mountain that this is all poppycock.
So our next panel is, we are standing before a wide abyss. The mighty Amazon is led by the savages.
Yes, she's still tied with her magic lasso. She has to obey what they say.
He says, no one has ever tried this abyss and lived, tried to leap the abyss and live. So she goes, well, this is always the first time.
So let me add it, mighty bound,
she takes off. However, all the air currents are downdrafts and she can't glide.
She cannot glide in the air currents. Luckily, she has a mighty leap within her legs. She just reaches the other side, grasping tightly with her Lee Prezon nails. And now, a daring backflip back to the other side.
Nice. What's the next one?
Next, Rob, is a long bed of red-hot coals.
He says, now you must pass through the path of flame. No one has ever survived this trial.
Really? No one? That's easy to do.
Well, it looks pretty long.
I know, but the secret is that you just start walking and your feet perspire so quickly that the water protects the skin of your soles of your feet.
Yeah.
That's how the magic men do it.
Yeah.
Instantly, the mighty Amazon dives above the flamey bed with eye-blurring speed. Now she can glide because of the heat creating updrafts.
Yep.
That seems like trickery to me.
As Wonder Woman successfully reaches the other side, he says, come back, woman. You did this through a trick. The lasso compels you to obey. It's true. I am powerless as long as he holds the lasso. However, she jumps back and does a whirly twist?
Power drill.
Right to the solar plexus.
Power driver. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Right in the solar plexus. Well, she wouldn't want to ruin those heels, first of all.
Yeah.
Just then, with a fearsome roar, an avalanche of boulders comes down the mountain because this woman has angered the gods.
She's superstitious nonsense. This is just an avalanche.
As the huge boulders hurtle down, hola, I told you she could play bullets and bracelets with anything. She just knocks these boulders for a loop.
Finally, he says, your magic is mightier than the gods of Tabu Mount, woman. You have saved us. We will grant any wish of yours.
Just live in peace and kindness, the Amazon way. Start by releasing the prisoners.
As Wonder Woman and Bill leave.
He still thinks this is his fiancée. Diana, I never dreamed you could perform feats like these. You seem like a different person.
Suffering Fathal. I've got to bring Bill back to his Diana without his thinking I am Wonder Woman.
So they go down the mountain, they near the village, and she says, excuse me, I want to run ahead and freshen up. Meet me at the bench in the village.
Freshen up. Oh, Amazon races to the grieving Diana Prince and says,
still on that same bench crying.
Crying.
Girl, get up and do something with yourself.
Hello, my name is Diana Prince. I'd like to apply for a job. What's your current occupation? Crier. Bench crier.
Sit on a bench and cry and lure stronger women to my side to help me.
So Wonder Woman says to Diana, it's all right, Diana. Bill is safe, and he discovered minerals on the mountain that will make him rich. He thinks it was you who rescued him. To keep my secret safe, let him believe it. Oh, great. Great. Now he's gonna take some risks and get in trouble and expect her to run to his rescue.
But Diana, how could you perform those feats?
From a nearby vantage point, Wonder Woman watches.
Oh, love made me stronger, Bill. Love made me a Wonder Woman.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, whatever.
With her secret safe again, the Amazon flies back to America. Yes, love can make an Amazon out of anyone.
Didn't I just prove it?
No, the punctuation is interesting here. It's like a text from you. Didn't I just prove it, period.
What?
It's like a text from you when you use periods and enrages my sister.
I know. And you know what?
What?
Because it enrages her?
Yes, I keep doing it on purpose.
Doing it, yes.
Of course.
But of course, to be honest, I use punctuation in all texts that I send. Commas, exclamation points, question marks, even quotations.
Well, you won't do very well when the Gen Zers take over the world. They're going
to
enforce no punctuation texting. Dear editor.
Hold the wire. I have to get to the... Okay.
You've done it. In Wonder Woman number 165, you have finally achieved a happy medium of artwork. Ever since Wonder Woman number 156, the controversy has raged over how the peerless Amazon should be drawn, crudely, in an attempt to duplicate H.G. Peters' Golden Age styles, or slickly, in all the beauty of the up-to-the-minute Andrew Esposito style. Well, now we have the answer. Half and half.
Half and half.
With Ross Andrew trying for the archaic Peters effect and Mike Esposito doing his best to create a modern look, Wonder Woman comes out looking better than she's done in a year, and amazingly enough, looking more truly golden age than ever before. Now that you've found the right niche for Wonder Woman's look, please, whatever you do, don't throw it away.
I have no problems with Wonder Woman's look except...
What?
The tiara that she wears matching down her hair. I hate it. Hate it.
Yeah, in our day, it went under the hair.
Mm-hmm.
I'm skipping ahead. By the way, how about straightening out the record? Steve Trevor is in the Air Force and Diana Prince is a nurse, but Trevor once was in the Army and Diana was at one time in Army Intelligence. Make up your mind, won't you? Has Diana the rank of lieutenant, or is she just Nurse Prince? And, to compound the confusion, what color are Steve's and Diana's uniforms supposed to be? Not to mention General Darnell, who at one time, so I understand, was a colonel. In other words, please tell me when WW's adventures are supposed to be taking place, as in the years since the Golden Age, ranks, uniforms, and employers changed drastically. Irene Vartanoff, Bethesda, Maryland. Dear Miss Vartanoff, the stories take place in the present, now. Steve Trevor is an Air Corps colonel attached to military intelligence. Diana Prince has been promoted to a captain. Darnell is a general. Only if the story takes place in the past are the ranks and uniforms different. We're sticking with the present art style. Glad you like it. Signed, Bob Kaniger. Speaking of the past and letters,
yes,
we better do a time machine mailbag.
Oh, neat.
Time Machine Mailbag, where we read letters from the past and answer them today. Time Machine Mailbag, better late than never is what Mother used to say.
Dear Dr. Bob, I'm a single girl of 24 whose friends are all married or enraged. Engaged.
You did that on purpose.
Yeah. As you can imagine, I feel lonely and left out. I've gone steady with several different boys in the past few years, but not one of them ever popped the question to me. Recently, I started dating a new boy, and he's the first one who proposed to me. I know this will sound strange, but frankly, I don't think he's good enough for me. He's not good-looking, clever, or ambitious, the three characteristics I'm looking for in a man. You may be wondering what I have to offer. Well, at the risk of sounding conceited, I am pretty. I won a school beauty contest. Intelligent. I graduated with honors. And I'm talented. I play the piano in a small nightclub. Why am I still unmarried? Signed, Lorna.
24 and single? You might as well give up now, Lorna.
I know.
First of all, Lorna, you've only talked about boys that you've dated, and at 24, you need to be looking for a man. Second of all, you play piano in a small nightclub. I can imagine the kind of boys you're meeting, and they're not interested in you. In that way,
yeah.
Third of all, you are conceited. So get your head straight and look for a man.
I wasn't expecting that.
Dear Dr. Husband, I am in an unusual predicament. My brother has been dating my best friend Janet for several months. Janet has always confided in me about everything. She admits she loves my brother, and she tells me all sorts of things, like the conversation she has with him and how she felt when he kissed her for the first time. The trouble is, though, that she expects me to tell her what my brother says about her and how he feels about her. This puts me in an awkward position. I have a certain allegiance towards my brother, and I don't think it's right for me to repeat what he says. It so happens that he is not in love with Janet, but enjoys her company very much.
Oh, no.
On the other hand, if I don't inform her of his feelings, she may be hurt in the long run, and after all, she is my best friend. What can I do? Signed, Elsa.
Well, Elsa, I believe the best thing for you to do is to go on a holiday or study abroad. If you go away and make yourself unavailable, things should work themselves out on their own, don't you think?
I should say so.
Yes.
In other words, Elsa, let it go. Let it go. See what I did there?
Yeah.
Well, that's all for this time. Time Machine Mailbag, where we answer letters from the past with the answers today.
Time Machine Mailbag, where we read letters from the past and answer them today. Time Machine Mailbag, better late than never is what Mother used to say.
What's that?
That's you preparing to talk.
Shut up. I have a condition.
What's your condition?
Obesity. Every breath is an effort.
Oh.
You're ready? Speaking of effort.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can get through this next story without blowing a blood vessel in my brain.
Same, husband. Same.
Wonder Woman. Beautiful as Aphrodite, wise as Athena, stronger than Hercules, and swifter than Mercury, has performed many feats with her lasso, as we just saw in the previous story.
Yes.
In her battle against crime and injustice.
Now, Steve Trevor himself turns the lasso against her for a reason which will startle you as you expectantly wonder how the Amazon can evade the
strange power of the magic lasso. He's horny, that's the reason. Spoiler alert.
It's a mess.
For the 1,000th time, Colonel Steve Trevor asks,
Wonder Woman, beautiful angel, will you break down and marry me?
Gross. Does Steve Trevor talk like my father?
Wonder Woman, beautiful angel, will you break down and marry me?
My brother, that's worse.
Wonder Woman, beautiful angel, will you break down and marry me?
There you go. That's a nice happy medium. Okay. And the mighty Amazon's reply is always the same. You know I can't, Steve. Not until my services are no longer needed to battle crime and injustice. Please be patient.
God, is that how she talks?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Well, you wonder who could she talk? My mother? You know I can't, Steve.
At that moment, from the skies above.
Gah, there's a jet. It's out of control. It's heading for a crack-up.
Merciful Minerva, there must be something I can do.
Whipping out her magic lasso, Wonder Woman hurls it at the hurtling plane, catching the plane by the nose. That's only the beginning.
Yes, with breathtaking control.
Great guns, Wonder Woman. You've made the plane taxi safely along the sand. Your magic lasso could do everything but talk. Is he insinuating that the lasso took telepathic control of the actual physical structure of the plane and made it taxi
maybe
safely?
Maybe she was coming down, and as it was getting close to the ground, she went whoosh, 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 and then gently landed it.
Everyone would be dead on board if she did that.
Yes. The next day, at the same spot.
Honey, will you?
I would if I could, Steve, but my answer has to be the same. I wish it weren't. But that's the way the cookie crumbles.
Her services are so badly needed that they can go to a secluded beach every day with a picnic lunch.
Bandits making a getaway. I've got to try to stop them.
Oh, suddenly he hears shots on the dunes.
No, Steve. They'll run you over.
So Wonder Woman flings her lasso again over Steve's head, lassos four men in a car, compels them to surrender and throw away their guns, and also she stops the speeding car with her hand.
That lasso is amazing. So he says, at that instant, Steve thinks, that lasso gives me an idea. I don't know why I didn't think of it before. Maybe because it was in front of my nose all the time.
Look at his face. The audacity of all men at this moment.
Oh, he enrages me.
I'd like to smack his face.
He's going to deserve hard. It for what he's doing now.
He's long since deserved it for everything he does, but this and takes the cake.
So as soon as the police had led away the gangsters, I'll wind up your lasso for you. Beautiful.
Gross. That's awfully sweet of you, Steve. Here, take it off my hands.
It's perfectly balanced. I'll bet I could lasso you with it, Angel.
For what, Steve? I'm not running away.
Suddenly, I don't intend you to run away from me ever, Angel.
What, Steve? What's that gleam in your eyes, Steve?
Oh, no, Steve.
Horniness, Wonder Woman, is what it is.
I command you to stop stalling and marry me, Wonder Woman.
Suffering Sappho. I let myself be bound with my own lasso, and I am compelled to obey.
Drop the lasso, Steve. Don't hold on to me. Don't hold me to your command. I'll marry you when the right time comes along. Release me, please.
I don't want to wait any longer. No one can blame me. You're irresistible.
Just
Steve?
What?
Steven? I don't know what his middle name is. James Trevor. I'd like to just shake you until you're dead. No means no.
just then. This is a busy beach. Remember, yesterday a plane almost crashed.
A jet liner.
A jet almost crashed. Then today, bandits with guns. And now a sinister shape arises from the sea. It's an enemy sub.
Same day as the bandits.
Same day.
The enemy sub. And Steve is on top of it. Say, isn't that an enemy sub?
Well, you know by the skull and crossbones on the side of the scub, which I did not realize when I saw it yesterday.
Oh, I still haven't realized that.
Look, do you see it?
Oh, now I do.
I'm so Wonder Woman says, they're dropping three saboteurs. Release me, Steve.
Don't saboteurs generally disguise themselves as friendly agents?
Well, I'm thinking of this as like the Fabulous Four or Fabulous Five. Blah, 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 blah.
The Famous Five. Famous Five. Yes. Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah.
Nuclear secrets. Blah, blah, blah. Poison the dog. So they drop three saboteurs in a life raft heading towards the beach where Steve Trevor and Wonder Woman are plainly standing. I don't know what the saboteurs think they're going to accomplish. Steve is going to stop these saboteurs, but he's not going to let go of the lasso.
No, he wraps it around his hand and goes out to the beach to punch the saboteurs. But somehow the sub, which is really far away, manages to smack him in the head. I don't really get that. I thought they would have used their oars or something.
Well, he runs out into knee-high water.
Clearly the sub is far away, but now the sub has managed to quickly scuttle up to the knee-high water, or chest-high water, and smack him in the back of the head. How do you turn a gigantic sub with such speed that you can smack a person in the back
of the
head?
Well, I don't know, but also it's run aground now, so I guess that's the end of all the saboteurs.
Anxiously, the Amazon decides, I can't disobey Steve's last order, which is not to move from this spot, but I can tug on this lasso, and...
So she reels him in, let him drown, Diana, and run.
Oh, she's battered. She's emotionally dependent upon him.
Steve fought magnificently, but now his hold over me will be broken as soon as I release the lasso from his wrist. First, he deserves a kiss from me for his bravery.
First of all, how is she not a lesbian? She grew up in all women.
She loves him.
Why?
Ugh.
Have some self-respect, Diana.
I know. Well.
Well, her electrifying kiss wakes him right up.
Yep.
And he's still holding the lasso, so you're compelled to obey me about getting married, right?
Yes. So he says, I wish I could stop that sub from getting away. And she says,
your wish is my command.
She runs out into the sea, and with her mighty bracelets, she cracks the submarine right through, clear through, and the submarine begins to sink.
Yep. And they surrender.
Yeah.
Steve still has a hold of the lasso, by the way.
Yeah. Later, with the enemy jailed,
we'll go down to City Hall for the license, okay, Angel?
If you so command, Steve.
En route to the City Hall, there's a blood-chilling sight.
Yeah, they're going by a building under construction, and a giant steel girder cracks from a cable.
Merciful Minerva, that huge steel girder is toppling toward the people. No, I must try to catch it.
That's always happening in cities, isn't it? Giant steel girders.
Honestly, if I was Steve, I would be worried about like all the shit that happens around Wonder Woman.
Well, I think the idea in his mind, and perhaps hers, is that when they get married, she retires and becomes a housewife. That's why she won't do it.
Oh,
because
yeah.
She'd have to give up her superhero career.
She lifts the steel girder as if it were a feather.
Yep. Flies into the air, grabs steel girder, brings it gently back to the ground. Steve still got a hold of the magic lasso.
Right. She saves all these people's lives, and she goes back to the Jeep, and he says, you were sensational. You can do everything while bound. You can do everything while bound that you can do if you were free. And this is the only way I can get you to marry me. Great. So on the way to the Hall of
the City Hall.
The City Hall to get married, they encounter
a circus parade.
Wouldn't your grandfather take your mother down to see the circus?
Yes, and it enraged her. Where down at the bottom of the hill where I grew up, not in my day, but in my mother's time, the circus train would unload right there at the bottom of the hill. And that's where they wintered, summered? I don't know. The circus owners had a magnificent house in Victorian Village, which is still there.
Wow.
And yes, my father would make my mother go down to see the circus train unload, and that's why she never would take me to a circus, never take me to the zoo, when I was growing up. A zoo, we did get her to go to the zoo sometimes, because my father's company picnic would be at the zoo.
Okay.
But circus, no way.
Now, do you remember the time I took you to the circus?
I do. It was depressing and horrible.
Sad. It was horrible. I hate circuses.
Now, Wonder Woman says they've got plenty of time to get to the Marriage License Bureau. Let's relax and watch the circus parade. But look out! The lion is loose! Roar!
Roar! Help!
Well, roar! We already know she can fight big cats.
Of course.
Won't you release me this time, Steve?
Not until I think it's absolutely necessary, and I don't see that it is. You can do anything, God. Angel, even while bound.
So he makes her...
thought that I hated Darren Stevens for keeping his wife down. But this, like, Darren would let her use witchcraft.
Yeah.
And even if she did it behind his back, he wouldn't get angry about it.
No.
I mean,
he literally has her on angry. A leash.
On, pardon my French, a fucking leash. Wonder Woman beats the lion, of course. There's all kinds of animal abuse in this issue.
Yeah.
She's about to toss it into space.
She throws it back into it.
Look at that terrified lion, poor thing.
Well, in all fairness, it would have killed people.
Oh, you mean it would have acted like a lion? Okay, I guess that's fine.
Nobody asked the lion.
No.
Onward, they continue.
Steve, there'll have to come a time when you release me. Why not now?
As long as you can do anything, angel bound or unbound, the answer is no. Anyway, our next stop is the License Bureau.
Shortly. In front of the License Bureau.
Don't fret, beautiful. I'll release you as soon as we're married. And don't know how long I've dreamed of this moment. I'll withdraw some money from my bank across the street and we'll have a dreamy honeymoon.
Hold the wire now.
Yeah.
So in the last 24 hours... that she has rescued a jet that was about to crash.
Yep.
They have thwarted robbers with guns.
Uh-huh.
They have encountered saboteurs coming on the beach.
Yep.
She has sunk a submarine.
Yep.
They have encountered a steel girder that was going to kill people that she saved. And she saved everybody from being attacked by a lion that got out of his cage.
Yep.
Now they have it finally getting in front of City Hall.
Yep.
And there is a bank robbery happening.
Yes. First of all, Steve, why do you need to withdraw money for the honeymoon? She's got a plane that obeys her command. She could take you anywhere in the world you want to go.
Well, he's a man. He's got to pay for it.
But Steve, can't we go to Bermuda?
No, I can't afford that.
But I've got a plane.
No, shut up.
Steve is going to handle these bank robbers. You stay right where you are, Angel. Watch your prospective husband in action, honey. Your lasso around my wrist won't impede my fighting at all.
Well, he takes these guys on.
Yep, he's outnumbered. But Wonder Woman can't help him as long as he holds the other end of the lasso. It's like my mother when I shoplifted candy from the store. She took me back, dragged me by my ear, and said, if they take you to jail, there's nothing I can do. I was 8. She wouldn't put up with being bound by a lasso. I could tell you that. Ray Robinson would have been laying flat on the ground, unconscious.
Take that property right on the back of your head.
Under the gaze of his bride-to-be, Steve fights like a whirlwind. He's showing off. He's trying to show off. I'll give my angel a real show.
Mm-hmm.
But Steve's outnumbered, good, and he drops the lasso, better. Wonder Woman's free at last, no longer compelled to obey Steve. Now I can really take off and let him be murdered by these bank robbers. Good riddance.
But no.
No, like that's how I would.
Like a codependent, emotionally entangled woman, she runs to his rescue and makes short work of those bandits.
And she's, I'm sorry to say, she's not very good at pun work like Robin is.
No.
All your withdrawals are going to turn back into deposits. Ha ha, you see what I did there, fellas?
With a snap of the Amazon's wrist.
This is the proper use of the lasso, Steve, against crime and injustice.
Well, it's a crime that I had to drop the lasso and my only chance to marry you.
Look how kittenish she looks. When the right time comes along, Steve, you won't have to lasso me to marry you. I'll be happy to do so. Please be patient.
Or, Steve, you know what? You could, like, do something... Bless you.
Thank you.
Decent and nice, and maybe try to earn her love and affection.
But I haven't given up, Angel. I'll just have to wait for another chance.
This jerk crash-landed on an island, was brought back to
life.
To life and his country mm-hmm. by her.
Mm-hmm. She nursed him back to health.
Nursed him back to health and then helped him fight Nazis until the present day. And all he can think about is wanting to jump her bounds.
Jump your bounds.
Like, maybe just take her out to dinner or something and maybe she'll let you. You don't have to wrap her up in a lasso. You don't even have to be married. It is the 60s after all.
Stop objectifying her, Steve. You don't own her. She's a own person. She's the strongest woman in the world.
Well... I don't want to give anything away, but I'm glad Steve dies in the future. Really glad.
Me too.
He comes back to life then, of course, but anyway, that's Wonder Woman 167 in a nutshell.
Did you cut yourself shaving right here?
What do you mean? Probably.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Are you going to wrap me up in a lasso to punish me?
No.
You can find us on social media at GoGoCheckPod. You can rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts from. And you can find us right back here next week. Are we going to be on? No, we'll be here next week.
Yes, we will be
find
here
us right back here.
Yes.
You can also find us on our sister podcast, Nerd Orchestra, which does now have its own Instagram.
Wow.
Nerd_orchestra. You can find all our episodes so far, and there'll be a new one coming before September 1st.
That's true, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
We already recorded it.
Oh, okay, good.
Unlike our podcast, we do it normal on the other side and record things way in advance.
Work friend Chuck is in command of that schedule.
Yes.
Yes.
If it were up to me, we'd just hit record and publish in the same breath.
No, he's extremely efficient.
Anything else to add?
No, it's been delightful reading through these stories with you.
I'm going to go outside to try to hear some crickets. Bye!
Mr. Wind, just keep us sailing.
Keep us sailing along.
In the sky, there's no curtain.
Yes, we'll have fun. So everyone, come on.
Guide us.
When you're beside me, we can